We're ready to start the meeting. Okay, what I'd like to start with are public comments, and I have three speaker cards. There's one speaker card where I would like a... you're out of order, sir. We have one speaker card which indicates recycled NRO. That looks to me very much like the Santa Barbara item. I'd like to remind that the public comment here are for items which are not on the agenda, and a request for 5 minutes, and I will only allocate 3 minutes. So I will start with Dr. Ido McGowan. Three, please. No horn.
Thank you, sir. I'm Ido McGowan. I'm a product of USC School of Medicine, and I have a doctorate in water quality. I was water quality planner for Ventura County, rewrote its 208 plan under Clean Water Act, and later was the environmental advisor to the U.S. Department of State, covering 22 countries in Africa.
Could you speak a little louder?
So yeah, that's my credentials. This is a continuing conversation we started some years ago with your board, although some of you were not on the board at the time. It relates to the use of recycled water. This has nothing to do with Santa Barbara directly. It's an old standing issue. What we're finding, based on my original research and then later published research in various journals, is that the water coming out of the end of the pipe is vastly different from the water going into the pipe, and this may be due to the recovery or resuscitation of stunned bacteria, but by no means dead bacteria. Thus, what's coming out the end of the pipe is hardly considered safe. It needs to be tested. That was the fly in the ointment when I discussed this last time, was the lack of fundings to test. If I could hand these out,
I'm not clear, Mr. Chair. Are we on public comment, or is this with respect to the ag item? Then yes.
It is a public comment.
Then yes, those may be accepted.
Well, I have five. You'll have to share them. I don't have a lot of money to reproduce everything. The point here is that there is going to be a lot of money available through the current administration at the federal level for doing testing. If you turn to page 3, you will find a flyer from the state or the federal capital dealing with antibiotic resistance, indicating several millions, if not billions, will be available. And then on the last two pages are excerpts from PubMed discussing the antibiotic resistant bacteria that are coming out the end of the pipe. Now, since this water is going on crops irrigated, consumed raw, as well as schoolyards, and they're pumping out antibiotic resistant bacteria in levels that we cannot record because they're too high, we think this is a public health issue that needs to be examined. There are now funding sources available for that, and I'm asking your board to work with me so that we can get some of this water tested. If there is a problem with the ability of your board to do this kind of cooperative work, I would very much appreciate knowing about it so that we can start looking elsewhere. Amy Pruden, who is a world-class researcher in this area, has been very active in this field and is considering assisting you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Mr. Chair, are you going to take comments from the board after each speaker, or are you going to wait till the very end?
On the public comment?
Yes.
You welcome to ask a question if you have.
Okay, well, Mr. McGowan, Dr. McGowan, we have had this discussion before. You have come to the board before. And, you know, my recommendation has always been to you to go to the State Water Resources Control Board to look into options and ways at getting this research done. It's typically not something that a regional board does on its own. And it is of statewide concern,
yes,
if not national concern.
Yes.
I mean, I think you have a legitimate issue here that you've raised. And I would like to see studies done by it. But we're not a research agency. We are a regulatory agency. So we regulate dischargers.
I understand.
We would have no reason to order a discharger to start offering up its effluent and to pay for any kind of bacterial testing. But you should be addressing these concerns to the State Water Resources Control Board.
Can I get some assistance as an introduction from you people?
Well, Mr. Phil Wiles, who is right over here, is from the State Water Resources Control Board. Let me introduce you to him. Now, he is an attorney very high up with the State Water Resources Control Board, and at least if he has your card, do you have your card, Phil? And you could, if you talk to him, he'll tell you, he'll give you some ideas on how to proceed.
Great.
And I would just recommend that you do that.
All right. I appreciate it.
I suggest, in addition, Mr. Young, that introductions are made to Mr. Steve Moore, who also has business cards available.
Yes.
Mr. Moore is our state board liaison and is one of the state water board members. So if you get the contact with these two individuals, I think you'll be in good hands.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your input.
Sure.
Next speaker card, Mr. Steve Schimmick. 3 minutes.
Hello, everyone. Steve Schimmick with the Otter Project in Monterey, Coastkeeper. Again, I always begin by saying thank you for your service. You don't get paid enough for this job. So I'm going to bridge from sort of the desal issue that you were talking about this morning into some other issues that are going to be happening in the Lower Salinas Valley, and I'll be trying to be very quick. But there's going to be this rush for desal. There already is. We have this, we're in the middle of a drought, and everybody wants water. Water for growth, water because of drought, water for a variety of reasons. And the reality is that we have, and maybe this is going to bridge from the past speaker, we are awash in wastewater. In the Lower Salinas, we've got the Blanco Drain, we've got the Reclamation Ditch, we've got the Salinas Industrial Ponds, we've got the Salinas Summer Stormwater, the Monterey Peninsula Summer Stormwater, we've also got the sewage. And that's a bunch of water. It's so much water that Monterey would not need a desal plant if we were to utilize all this this wastewater that is washing around out there. And so, as you may know, we took legal action against one of the agencies in Monterey County. And that case it will be decided on February 17th. And what is very likely to come back to the Regional Water Quality Control Board is that you guys are going to have waste discharge requirements for the Blanco and Rec Ditch. And so what's the vision for that? You've got all this wastewater. A lot of it gets channeled through those two areas. And you guys are going to be, or staff is going to be part of the solution. My vision for, and you don't have to share this. This is my vision. This is public comment. I get to give you my vision. Is that what we should have in the Lower Salinas Valley is an area dotted with engineered wetlands, which will provide you with some treatment of both those of those wastewaters. It'll also provide some relief, I think, to growers under the waiver. You could easily create a situation where cooperatively a group of growers putting in a wetland, they could get relief from some of the monitoring requirements, perhaps. We can imagine that. But then at the bottom of those things, what I'm hoping is that of both the Blanca and Wreck Ditch and Tembladero Slough, is that that water then gets treated. And so the question before you is to what standard should you treat that water? Should it be to an agricultural standard where it can just get put back on, out on the fields? An agricultural standard doesn't necessarily take care of the nitrates, which are part of the big problem. And what I actually hope is that what you end up requiring is advanced treatment. And advanced treatment means that it can be used for farming, but it also can be used for groundwater recharge. And so that's my vision. It's a vision of engineered wetlands and then terminal treatment, taking the water to advanced standards, which gives you the ability to do anything with that water. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shimek. Our next speaker card is for Abby Taylor Silva.
Use the ginormous computer. My name's Abby Taylor Silva with the Grower Shipper Association of Central California. Good afternoon. I wanted to comment on the 2014 compliance reporting for the total applied nitrogen form. This was first required on October 1st of last year. And we sent letters in November and January to staff, and I wanted to just kind of do a quick overview of that. We understand and very much appreciate the time that staff is working on this and how hard they're working to implement this new reporting form. Chris Rose and Monica Baracarte specifically have made themselves very available to us and our members by phone, email, and by attending a question and answer session with my members in September. Many questions were asked in those sessions, some of which I believe influenced their final question, frequently asked questions list. However, some of the answers provided, both in written directions and in person, are now changing. Depending on the number of crops, the size of farming operations, the number of farms, and complexity of operations, in order to fill out this form and the annual compliance form, some growers that I know have spent weeks filling out these forms, more than a month. One I'm aware of spent 90% of their time for three consecutive weeks filling out these forms. Regardless of size, many have expressed frustration with the timing of the reporting deadline, confusion on how to report crops planted before or within the reporting deadline, and harvested after it. We also identified in letters to staff the confusion surrounding reporting, being that in some cases, time periods weren't specified on forms, the formulation of nitrogen required changed between sections on the forms, and the reporting requirements related to crop acres versus land acres were confusing, and there were differing responses to questions in certain circumstances, and we are working with staff. We would like to address these before 2015. Growers that following the directions provided prior to October 1 are now being asked to resubmit data, and much of this centers around two things: reporting by crop acres versus land acres and reporting crops by type. During the September Q&A provided by staff, it was stated that crops such as brassicas or lettuces could be grouped together if they had similar fertilizer application rates and received the same amount of irrigation water. And technically, there are reasons why grouping crops such as brassicas or leafy greens this way makes sense and is done commonly. Our concern is that staff have been asking growers to resubmit this data based on their revised interpretation, which was made after the October deadline. And while we very much appreciate Chris Rose, because he's been very consistently willing to discuss and work with us on this, and he is working to set up a meeting in February of us and other members of the agricultural community, we've noted that we believe it would be most productive for staff and our members to resolve these questions in advance of the 2015 reporting deadline instead of requiring amendments to 2014 reporting. And we encourage staff to instead focus their time on working with growers and landowners that did not submit their required forms in 2014. Additionally, we encourage the regional boards to hold region-wide workshops on these forms in 2015 and beyond. I think that will be most productive for all, and I know it would be appreciated by my members. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Abby. It's always helpful to hear from you and get the updates. So my question for you is, you put forward some really specific and probably well thought out, and I hope well supported suggestions. And I'm hoping that you're going to follow up in writing, because I'm usually a pretty good about, you know, kind of getting to the bottom line of what you are mm-hmm. suggesting or proposing, but I didn't catch, I probably caught half of what you just said.
Sure.
I would love to see staff have that spelled out, and then we will start to hear some of what that looks like. But I appreciate that, but that was a lot of, covered a lot of ground. So I wanted you to know that. That's my feedback. It's like just in a verbal presentation in 3 minutes, that was, maybe I'm just slow right now. I don't know.
No,
but
no, you're not.
It was a lot, and I want to know more about it.
And we have submitted 2 letters to staff in this regard. So yeah, that was just a quick summary. I'll make sure that those are provided to you as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
If staff could circulate those letters, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For your comment.